We are less than 20 minutes away from giving you your Monday fix of Murder Monday. Alex, can you give us a little preview of what's coming up?
Yeah, we're talking about one of the largest mass shootings in U.S. history and how one woman and her parents were in the middle of it.
All right, cool. That's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you can relate to this, or maybe you fall somewhere in the middle, I guess, of being a background friend. This was on Twitter over the weekend, and this is what the person said. They said, quote, "I think I'm a background friend. I don't fit in with any particular group of friends. They all are closer with each other, and I sometimes link on, but I'm permanent with no one. I think about all these people constantly, but I don't think I cross their minds that often. All right, I know I'm the Debbie Downer on the show because I talk about going through therapy and yada, 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 but I truly relate to that my whole life. I was the person in, like, high school. I had friends, but nobody was, like, a best friend. I was friends with the cool kids. I was friends with, like, the losers and the nerds, like, whatever you want to say. I was friends with everybody, but I don't think I had a spot where I necessarily fit in, and I don't know if that would necessarily make me a background friend, but I kind of feel that way. Maybe that's my own insecurities. I don't know, or maybe that's everybody's own insecurities, but 833-JOE-ALEX, after hearing what that person describes himself as a background friend, does anybody else relate to that?
I think every single person on the planet relates to it in the way that all of us have a friend group, whether that's at work, your friend group at school, your friend group, whatever, from your childhood, where you end up feeling that way. Like, I definitely have a few groups or a few people in my life that I am a lot closer to, and then in other groups, I'm, like, for sure the background friend. It just depends.
What a background, like, because, like, for example, for me, and it's just because, for example, I move. Like, everywhere else I've been after time, I've made friends. For this time right now where I'm at, I've been in the same location for a little bit, and I just feel like I've got acquaintances, I got good people, but I don't feel like that's my best friend. Like, you would always see us hanging out or doing stuff. I like, does your situation count, Alex, if you have other groups of people that you're good friends with? Or do you have to have it with everybody that you're just background friends with? Because you do have some close friends. I know you do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a hard question. I guess
I have, like, where I'm from, like, I have friends, but I don't see them. I have a friend that's in California, and I see him every couple of years, maybe at the holiday, if that. So, but I don't feel, like, really close to him like I used to when we were in middle school and high school.
I mean, on average, I would say I'm probably not the background friend. It's just in the minority of the time I have a few groups. Like, I can think of a few groups in my life where I'm like, yeah, for sure, I'm the odd one out. Like, I am not I'm the one that's invited as a tag along. Like, that's, you know, what it is.
Did you remember to invite Alex?
Exactly.
Crap!
But then I have other friend groups where I feel like I'm kind of the ringleader of. Like, I'm the one that gets everyone together and I kind of make the decisions and I'm kind of bossing everybody around.
Would this be one of those groups?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I take a phone call? No. Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. Live the web, girl. I could be wrong, but just me assuming things, I feel like you really would not be a background friend. You seem like to be the, I don't know if the word life of the party, but you're so friendly and bubbly, I feel like you'd be friends with everyone.
Yeah, I'm not like a background friend, but there is one group that me and my friend, my best friend Brooke, we're both background friends in this group because it's like a group of friends from college with a college we did not go to, and we somehow like finagled our way into their group of friends. But we love being the background friend because whenever there's an event going on or we're all together, they all have so much drama.
That's
and we
true.
Just get to sit back, relax, and enjoy ourselves and watch the drama unfold, and it's so entertaining. And so we love being the background friends in that group.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
My name is Tatum.
Do you feel like you're a background friend, or what do you think?
Absolutely. All my friends from high school, they still pretty much
hang
out.
Hey, do me a favor. Right now you're doing a background phone. Talk right into your phone like you're making out with it. No tongue, though.
Okay. I absolutely feel like background friend. Most of my high school friends still hang out and talk, but we talk maybe on a monthly basis, and that's about it. We don't really hang out anymore, and I absolutely feel like the background friend.
Do you feel like back in the day, I'm just thinking this right now, and I'm asking you, Tatum, and I'm asking everybody, Alex and Liv, do you feel like maybe background friends didn't exist back in the day, but now with technology, we're not in contact like we used to be, so everybody kind of becomes a background friend, right?
No, I think that they've always existed.
I think they've existed since, like, friend groups have ever been a thing.
Caveman
times.
Yeah,
I don't think phones or social media have anything to do with it.
Tatum, please tell me you disagree.
I do disagree.
Yes.
Social media and texting and all that things has really diluted friendship because you don't really get to make that bond in person, and it always gets a scream. So I do agree with Joe.
Well, all right, well, hey, you're our friend, not a backup friend. You're a Joe and Alex Show friend, like right up at the top. Thanks, Tatum, for the call. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm waiting to see if this person's, nope, pork chop hung up on him. We're not going to go to that person, but we will take this online. If you want to join in the conversation on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, maybe we could put a poll up or something like that. If anybody thinks they're an actual background friend or not, I'm wondering how many people might be. Then I can go kind of pick from them and be like, aha, we could be friends. What do you think about that?